Todd, how are you? Thank you for joining us. We are live here on the High Five Podcast. A little intro for you here this episode here. Just going to kick you off and let you know what we're all about here. I'm Brian Parks, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil Rizzo. Phil, give a little hello there, will you?
Yo, what's going on, Bomber? High Five Podcast. Pumped.
We're doing good. Yes. Yeah. So thanks for listening in here. I know everyone's like, what the hell are you guys going to be talking about here? And I think that's what this intro is for, to fill them in and see what we're all about here.
That's what it's for. Yeah, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah, we're, a little bit of a conversation. Took a while to try to come up with something here, but basically it comes down to... Yeah, it did. But, one of the things I was going to say to kind of get the intro episode kind of kicked off here was that one of the things we always talk about is that the idea that me and you specifically love making lists, right? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Constantly, yeah. The whole time we've been friends, all we've ever done is made lists, ask each other silly questions. You know, hey, all right, what's better, this or that? What would you do if you had this? Would you do that? All right, top five, fucking doom, go.
Totally. And I think that, you know, everyone that is on the same train with us, they have the same opinions of us from the standpoint of list itself, where you're like, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's a great, yes, that should be on my list. Or how the fuck is that on your list? You're an idiot. Right. You know what I mean?
And you know what, real quick case in point, I mean, our Indiana Jones rankings are always completely different. Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never the same way.
Yeah.
Both love them. Both love all the movies. Well, you know, the three movies. We rank fourth, but hey.
I think anybody that doesn't have the fourth one fourth, again, that's for me. I'm driving my car off the road when I hear someone say, well, I think it's at least third. You know what I mean? No, you're an idiot. Right. Now, what are we doing here?
Right. Well, it's better than Raiders, at least. It's like, all right, so I'll see you next fucking life.
Yeah, can't talk to you anymore. see you next life. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, and one of the fun things about it was trying to come up with different, you know, titles. How many are we going to do in the list thing and this and that, you know? And I was even thinking, actually, just as we were coming into this, one of the things we brought up was, it seems like one of those, you ever hear a vocabulary word that you've never heard before, and then once you hear it, you start hearing it everywhere? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's a name for that. That happens to a lot of things, but yeah.
That's reminded me of this idea where we're talking about this. I never heard the idea of where people were coming up with like their own Mount Rushmore, but all of a sudden I'm hearing that fucking everywhere. Do you know what I'm saying? Or
Yeah, totally. And that's where we kind of started thinking about, okay, maybe we'll do our Mount Rushmore pod, top four.
Right. And then I was even thinking when we settled on, you know, just a top five, because we initially, one other idea we have is to pick six, right? We're, you know, coming off of like an NFL thing idea, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That would have been a great idea. Six is a pretty good number for a list. Not too high, not too low. Get enough in there.
I was thinking about when we landed on even the high five, it was just the idea that you know, you have the Mount Rushmore, but then there's also the other monument they're trying to do, which I think has been in production forever, which I don't think they've actually even finished yet, but it's the Crazy Horse Monument. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. It's like the one dude and his family just carving the mountain to look like Crazy Horse?
Yeah, but it reminds me of like a Mount Rushmore. So this is like Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse combined. Is
there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
How's that? Right. You know, put that together, you know.
It's one better than Mount Rushmore.
Right, exactly. You know, yeah. Are we better? Probably not. But, you know, I always think about us. It goes back to our friendship from the legendary list we always talk about. Was the when we first met, we
became... Well, we talked about it on our other pod, but we haven't talked about it here yet, so it's brand new.
We did. Yes, that's true. That is true. Yes. Phil and I also do a podcast called Warp Top 10 Podcast.
The Star Trek fans. Warp, right? Top 10, yeah.
And... So on there, as we'll bring it to you folks on here, is the idea of that one summer we decided to do a 50 movie list. We exchanged each other 50 movies that we wanted the other person to see, right?
Never seen. Yeah, 50 movies that I'd never seen. He gave to me, and I gave him a list of 50 movies he had never seen that I felt he needed to see. We spent the summer just watching movies.
Yeah, and we both got the 49 and said, fuck the last one.
Unbelievable. To this day, it's been 20 years, and we still didn't watch that last freaking movie.
And the last one on your list that I did not see was The Color Purple. Still haven't seen it.
And the last one on your list was Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Still haven't seen that one.
It's amazing that here we are. Now, that is going back, what, like 23, at least over 20 years.
Over 20 years, for sure.
Definitely.
Unbelievable. So, I mean, someday we'll just get together and we'll freaking have a drink and watch those goddamn movies.
That will be, and we're both going to be like, these movies blow, and we, you know, after all this time, the buildup has just been too much there.
Right? Hey, you know what? No movies today, but we're just lists. Maybe we're going to do top five lists, right? That's what the pod's about.
Yeah, so we're going to basically be doing anything, you know, that either comes to our mind or eventually we'll get some suggestions maybe. We'll have guests on. We'll have a little fun with it. Basically, you know, it's going to be we're going to try to stick to five. I'm sure we'll have honorable mentions, but it's going to be any topic, anything, and we're going to just roll with it. What do you think, Phil?
I think it's great. A lot of fun. Who doesn't have fun listening to their top five this, top five that? And if you're tuning in, I'm assuming that you like making lists as well.
I don't know where, you know, I really don't know where else to go with that. I mean, other than, hopefully you enjoyed. I mean, I know there are people that out there that don't give a shit about lists. And if, you know, then, you know, there's other podcasts. What can we say? You know,
we have a friend who's been on our other pod and he hates making lists. And yet there he is with a top 10 list. Our friend Troy Leonard hates making lists. But
even if you hate lists, you got to put it together. Sometimes like a shopping list, sometimes you got to put it together, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Hey, fuck him. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, I'm with you there. And you know what? If you name your five things and I don't like them, fuck you. All right?
That's it.
That's how we're going to do this.
That's it. 100% right. Yeah, we'll have some fun. We'll have some pick a different topic. So we're going to jump all around the place. It's going to be, you know, movies, sports, you know, anything, books, TV, vacation spots. Boom, whatever we want to talk about, we'll throw it out there. Hopefully you guys will like the different topics we pick. And hey, at some point, maybe we'll start taking suggestions. Hey, guys, give me your top 10 graphic novels. Boom. Done. We'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. The ears are open. You know, let's put it that way, you know?
And I'm almost positive that a lot of them will come right from our friendship, right from all the stuff we've shared over the years. Case in point, we know what our first pod's going to be when that's finally dropped. I think we're doing the top five Bugs Bunny cartoons. Is that right, Bomber?
We are. You know, we decided to go a little, you know, be real adults here and talk about some cartoons. Why not? You know, yeah. So,
hey, real men watch cartoons, all right?
Hey, yeah,
that's what we do.
I'm with you.
Real men. So, that'll be on one of your lists at some point.
Yes, I do love that movie.
Yeah, you do.
And everybody, I tried to get to watch it in high school, thought I was watching some kind of, you know, male porn thing. But eventually they did watch it and they were like, you know what? This movie is pretty funny. Actually.
It's not so bad. So, it's pretty funny. Yeah. Got some good peeps in it. Yeah. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be fun. Just breaking down some top fives. See what's going on.
Yeah, so rather than go on and on here, I think we should, you know, let everyone get into the first episode and say God bless. So what do you think, Phil? Anything else to add to the intro here?
No, I think it's great. Hopefully you guys will listen and we'll have some fun doing it. And yeah, we'll put some good top five lists out there for you.
All right. I don't have a top five for the way we're going to end this podcast, so I'll just go with the number one, and that is peace out.
Peace out. See you out there.
God bless.